So the World Cup is only 6 months away, which doesn't seem like a very long time, but there's still a lot that's happening between now and then. The European season is almost coming to a close, and there are a significant number of our players, some of our top players, who are involved in some pretty big transfer rumors. I mean, Christian Pulisic, Weston McKennie, Sergiño Dest, Brendan Aaronson, Chris Richards, a lot of the players who are going to be on the field in Qatar are involved in transfer rumors. It's time for us to go through this list, talk about where these players could potentially be going, what are their situations with their club right now on this episode of The Yank Report. What's up? My name is Sam. This is The Yank Report, the show we talk about the U.S. men's national team. If you're into that, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, do all that good stuff. Before we get into what Christian Pulisic's near future could look like, let's hear a word from today's sponsor. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including the latest odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join or use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. You know, it's funny, every time we do one of these transfer speculation videos, Christian Pulisic's name always pops up. It seems like he's been a subject of transfer speculation ever since, even before he signed his contract with Chelsea. Chelsea's known as one of these super clubs where players are always coming in and coming out, so it makes sense. But it even makes more sense right now because Chelsea is going through that ownership shakeup where Roman Abramovich has been forced to sell the club, and American Todd Boehly has purchased the club, a guy that looks a lot like Kurt Russell. And with all these shakeups, Chelsea has seen a lot of their players exiting the club. I know Rudiger is a big one. Marcus Alonso is one. There's all these rumors circulating that Chelsea are going to be parting ways with a lot of players. And there's no real guarantee that the new ownership is going to come in and want to spend the same amount of money that Roman Abramovich has been spending, that crazy amount of money to keep Chelsea as one of the top clubs in the world. So there's a lot that's going on there. And then, you know, there was a tweet by Mark Pulisic, Christian's dad, talking about frustrations Christian is having at the club. And then there were some rumors that popped up that said Juventus is interested in Christian Pulisic, which is, you know, really interesting. And it's got a lot of Americans excited, Americans who want to see Christian take on a bigger role at his club. Whereas right now with Chelsea, he's kind of one of the guys, but he's not the guy. Now, to Christian's credit, he has stated, I think time and time again, that he's really happy at Chelsea. He's really happy living in London. And I think Mark Pulisic even said that in his infamous tweet that Christian is happy at the club. It sounds like Thomas Tuchel is happy with Christian at the club. So to me, it does not seem like there's a lot of smoke to this rumor. And the rumor is from an Italian publication that's not very high on the Italian tier list of reputable sources. So there is that as well. Now, Chelsea is rumored to be making a lot of changes in this offseason. We already know about a lot of players leaving the club. So there'll likely be some other players coming into the club. Christian's going to have, as he's had since he's arrived at Chelsea, he's going to have to compete for those spots. But I think he's more than up for that challenge. So whether or not Christian will leave Chelsea at the end of the season remains to be seen. He's still under contract for a few more years, and it seems like he's happy where he's at, and it seems like Tuchel is happy keeping him there. So that's about where I'm at on it. For me, it does not seem like this Juventus move is very likely. Now, from a rumored Juventus move to a player who's currently at Juventus, Weston McKennie, of course, had a tremendous season at Juventus before getting injured. He is currently out with an injury and will be out for the rest of the season. Now, Weston McKennie, just like Christian Pulisic, since arriving at Juventus, there has been rumors circulating that he could potentially be leaving Juventus. There's been a number of clubs that have popped up as potential destinations for Weston McKennie. The latest one is Atletico Madrid. There's rumors that Alvaro Morata will be swapped with Weston McKennie. I believe Morata's currently at Juventus on a loan deal, which would be interesting. You know, Atletico Madrid is a perennial Champions League team under Diego Simeone. They play a really hard-nosed, counter-attacking style of soccer, and I think Weston McKennie would fit in there. I think Weston McKennie would fit in a lot of places. Now, Atletico Madrid is not the only team that's after Weston McKennie. Tottenham has long been rumored rumored as a potential destination for Weston McKennie. That's a rumor that you see pop up all the time. Tottenham would be an interesting destination. I'd love to see Weston McKennie in the Premier League. I'd love for as many of our American players to be in the Premier League as possible. I think it just gives us English speakers a ton of access to all the media and publication and blogs and rumors and just everything that the EPL is pumps out, we're able to consume. That being said, I was very happy with Weston McKennie at Juventus this season. They seem like they're happy with Weston, so it'll be interesting to see once again what happens with Weston in the offseason. It seems like he's enjoying his time in Turin. I wouldn't surprise to see him stay put, but also, you know, if the transfer comes through and Weston's able to get a big payday, either moving to the EPL or moving to the Spanish Premier Division, either way, I have a lot of faith in Weston. I think he's one of, if not the best Americans playing soccer in the world right now, and I think he'll fit in wherever he decides to go. Now, one real interesting transfer saga has been Sergiño Dest. Sergiño Dest has been rumored to be connected with different clubs ever since he arrived at Barcelona, and certainly ever since Xavi arrived as the Barcelona head coach. There's been rumors of Dest not meeting Xavi's expectations, and Xavi feeling like Dest is on his way out. In the last transfer window, there was a bunch of rumors connecting Dest to a possible move to Bayern Munich. The interesting thing right now is Xavi seems to have had a complete 180, and he sees Dest as part of his club moving forward, as a big part of the group moving forward, as a part of the project that he's building over at Barcelona. So the big surprise here is that Dest is not on the transfer block and looks to be one of the key cogs in this Barca project moving forward. However, it must be said that we know that Barca is in a troubling financial situation and that everyone is for sale for the right price. So if some club decides that they have to have Sergiño Dest and put on a big offer for him, then potentially Sergiño Dest would be on his way out as well. Another interesting twist to the Dest situation is that it seems like Barca is heavily after Chelsea former right back, current captain, current right center back, Cesar Azpilicueta. Now, Cesar Azpilicueta, I don't know if he's still a right back. I mean, he's been playing right center back in the three-man back line for Chelsea for a while. I'm not sure if he's got that athleticism to really get up and down the sideline anymore like he used to. He might be more in the center back role for Barcelona, and I don't know if Barcelona really want to have two really aging right backs and see Dest leave. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but it is something that's out there that people are discussing as a reason why Barcelona might be interested in moving Sergiño Dest. At the moment, though, it seems like he's going to stay put at Barcelona. Now, I wanted to bring up Gio Reyna because, you know, there's no transfer rumors about Gio Reyna right now. And of course, he missed a large part of this season due to injury. But I think it should be said that, you know, Gio Reyna came into Borussia Dortmund as a teenager. He's still a teenager, but after a few seasons at the club, I feel like his position within the club is changing. And with it, Erling Haaland moving on to Manchester City, I think that Gio Reyna is going to come into the next season for Borussia Dortmund with a lot more expectation and a lot more responsibility on his shoulders. I think that Dortmund are really looking for Gio Reyna to break out in a big way and become one of the world stars of football, one of their big attacking players that they can rely a lot upon in the next season. And I think it's going to be a really interesting time to watch Gio Reyna and see how he grows into that role, how he handles more responsibility. I think he's got a great head on his shoulders, and I think he's got the type of mentality that's going to be asking for more. I don't think he's going to be fazed by it too much, but I do think it's something interesting to keep our eyes on as U.S. soccer fans. How the role for Gio Reyna changes within Dortmund once Erling Haaland leaves and as he, you know, gets a little bit more seniority at the club. Even though he's still a very young player, even though he's still a teenager, he's been at the club for a few years now, and the expectations are certainly going to change next season. We move to Brennan Aaronson, the Medford Messi, the player who has been at RB Salzburg over in the Austrian League for a few seasons now. Now, he's played really well, and he has said that he is looking for a transfer out of RB Salzburg this season. And Brennan, of course, has been linked heavily to a move to Leeds United. Leeds United were very much after Brennan Aaronson in the last transfer window and have maintained that level of desire for the player. Now, the big sticking point here is Leeds could possibly get relegated from the EPL, and That would certainly change up the amount of money that they get offered Brendan Aaronson and how heavily they're going to be interested in bringing Brendan to the club and how interested Brendan is to going to that particular club. So that's going to be a huge shakeup. If Leeds United do go down, which it seems kind of likely at this point that Leeds United is going to go down, that's going to change and we'll need a new suitor for Brendan Aaronson. Maybe he spends another season in Salzburg. It seems like he's ready to get out. So Brendan Aaronson is going to be one to watch as regards to a transfer for the next season. Chris Richards has spent the last two seasons at Hoffenheim on loan, but it has been reported that Bayern Munich will be calling him back at the end of this season, so he will be at Bayern Munich at least during this offseason. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be playing for Bayern Munich next season. They could loan him out once again, or they could outright sell him. His transfer value has continued to go up during his seasons at Hoffenheim. He's proven himself as a worthy Bundesliga-quality center back, I'm assuming that there's going to be some clubs out there that are interested in obtaining his services for the next season. Maybe he does stay at Bayern Munich. It's still a little bit early to tell for that. And it seems like, I don't know if he's at the level of Bayern Munich yet. We'll kind of see how that all plays out. But I do know that with Miles Robinson going down, with Aaron Long going down on an injury, which we don't know the significance of that yet, the amount of pressure on Chris Richards within the context of the U.S. men's national team just continues to go up. We're going to need a lot out of Chris Richards in a few months in Qatar. Potentially our starting center back, we really want him to be off to a good start in the European season. We do not want him sitting the bench wherever it is he ends up. So I think a lot of importance is going to be put on what happens with Chris Richards in the offseason, and this is certainly one to watch. Now, Zach Steffen is currently the backup goalkeeper over at Manchester City. He did have a howler of an outing a few weeks ago, and we really haven't seen much of him since. There's questions about his confidence right now and his ability to play. But anyway, it was reported that Zach Steffen could potentially be looking for a loan move at the end of this season to get some playing time ahead of the World Cup. Also, might be a good time to get out of Dodge because the last game he had for Manchester City just wasn't very inspiring for himself, for the coach, or for the fans. So it might be a good time for Zach Steffen to kind of seek greener pastures, at least for a loan stint where he can get back to regular playing time and rediscover some of that form that he had, you know, not too long ago whenever he was the keeper that made the big transfer over to Manchester City. Now, he did sign a pretty long contract extension over for Manchester City, so they do have some faith in him. They do believe him at that club, but with the World Cup looming, I think a loan away from Man City in regular minutes for Zach Steffen would be absolutely tremendous. There isn't yet any like rumors linking him to any clubs in particular, outside of him stating that he would potentially be interested in getting a loan move if that was possible. Now, earlier we talked about Chris Richards and sort of the precarious situation at center back for the U.S. men's national team. Let's throw Cameron Carter-Vickers into that mix as well. He's going to be getting his opportunity in this June window to kind of show what he can do. And there might be a little bit more reliance on Cameron Carter-Vickers considering some of the injuries that we've had in the center back pool recently. Now, Cameron Carter-Vickers is still owned by Tottenham, even though he's played for just about every other club in the championship in the last few years. Recently, he has found his home at Celtic. He has been one of the more dominant center backs in the Scottish Premier League, and it looks like Celtic want to retain his services. Now, there are some other clubs in the mix who are interested in Cameron Carter-Vickers. So maybe there are opportunities in the EPL for Cameron Carter-Vickers. Maybe he ends up back at Celtic. Either way, this is definitely one that has a little bit more pressure on it than maybe it did a few months ago, considering the injuries at center back for the U.S. national team and where Cameron Carter-Vickers might end up in the depth chart and potentially punching a ticket to Qatar if things go well for him in June. Elsewhere in the U.S. center back pool, there is the often discussed John Brooks, a player that has been a major point of contention within the U.S. men's national team fan base, really for the entirety of World Cup qualifying. John Brooks, of course, made a massive move over to Wolfsburg for a big sum of money, and he was on high wages. Wolfsburg were upset about what they were getting from him based on what they were paying and opted to not renew his contract at the end of the year. Brooks will be a free agent heading into this season. There's been a lot of rumors about potential destinations for John Brooks. Maybe he will be at another Bundesliga club, potentially on lower wages than he was making at Wolfsburg. There's rumors that he could end up in MLS. I've seen rumors connecting him to Chicago Fire, which is where his dad, the city that his dad's from. So there's that. There's not a lot of concrete rumors out there. This is all just a lot of conjecture that's out there in the wilderness. But John Brooks will be a free agent at the end of the season, so he will be moving somewhere. Where, we're not quite sure yet, but he will certainly be on the move away from Wolfsburg. Last but not least, we have Tyler Adams, the indomitable defensive midfielder for the U.S. men's national team. Now, Tyler Adams has been at Red Bull for his entire career. He moved from New York Red Bull over to Big Red Bull over in Leipzig and has gotten along pretty well in the Red Bull system. But there are rumors recently connecting him to Manchester United. Now, the big thing about these rumors, or a lot of them, have to do with Ralf Rangnick being a big fan of Tyler Adams and thinking he can bring something to Manchester United. Now, Ralf Rangnick did just recently accept the job for the Austrian national team. Rangnick has expressed interest in being both the head coach of the Austrian national team and being a consultant for Manchester United. Whether or not that actually plays out is yet to be seen. I wonder if Manchester United, you know, one of the biggest clubs in the world, are not going to be too keen on somebody having a part-time gig running the show for Manchester United. So how long Rangnick will be influential at Manchester United is yet to be seen. And if Rangnick goes, does that also take with him the interest in bringing Tyler Adams to the Manchester United team? That's another question that I have regarding the entire situation. That all being said, I think Tyler Adams is plenty good enough to play for a club like Manchester United. I'd love to see him make a move to the Premier League for the same reason that I'd love to see Weston McKennie make a move to Premier League. I think that both those players stand to become bigger stars in the United States if they're playing in the Premier League. One of the most watched leagues in the United States, and of course the English language have a ton of access to those players and to everything that they do. I would love to see Tyler Adams in the Premier League. And Tyler has stated in interviews that once he feels like he's done growing at RB Leipzig and he's ready to move on, then he'll be ready to move on. And I wonder, with the amount of time that he's been at Red Bull Leipzig and kind of the declining playing time, or at least not consistent starting that he's getting, if it's time for him to move on to greener pastures. It seems like, you know, if you think about Tyler Adams having like his high school years at New York Red Bulls and then his college years at RB Leipzig, maybe it's time for him to move on and pursue adulthood somewhere else. If I was in his shoes, I think I would be considering that for sure. So that's all I have right now. Of course, there's a lot of other rumors out there. I mean, we know Matt Turner's making his move to Arsenal, and it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out with him getting playing time, whether or not he's loaned out or if he's just there as the backup, the same way that Zach Steffen is the backup over at Manchester City. There's rumors with Matthew Hoppe potentially going to MLS and what that could mean for the striker pool. There's rumors connecting a lot of players to a lot of different places, but I think I wanted to concentrate on like some of the bigger ones that could affect the national team in the near term. So what transfer rumors are you most excited about? Is there somebody that I left out that you feel like definitely deserves to be in the discussion, at least in regards to potentially playing on the first team for the U.S. men's national team, potentially earning that trip to Qatar? Is there a move that you definitely don't want to see happen? Is there a move that you definitely want to see happen? Let me know in the comment section. As always, si puede hablar español, dígame un comentario en español. If you want the Yank Report in podcast form, you can get it anywhere podcast or podcasted with the Yank Report podcast. Thank you guys so much for hitting the subscribe button, hitting the like button. I just dropped my pin. Chaos is happening right and left. Thank you to the members. If you want to become a member, you can do so. You get access to really cool badges. You can see some members only content, stuff like that. Shout out to my tier 2 members, Manuel Olivares, Mike Irish, Chris Matassa, and Matthew Doyle. Guys, thank you so much for watching. My name is Sam, and this is the Yank Report, brought to you by Bet Online.